Okay, let's get into Tehillim Perek Mem Vav, the 46th chapter, and we start off with another B'nai Korach, right? We are all in the B'nai Korachs. We said last time, beginning of Mem Hei, that the Medrash says that B'nai Korach, some of these were said as they were falling, and they were zocha to have a Makam Gavoha in Gehenim, as was said. We said last time that started off with Rachash Libi. They didn't even like verbalize. It's just what they felt. So here too, another song of Lamnatzeach, Livnei Korach, Alamos Shir. Alamos is a type of musical instrument. The Mitzvah Sion says, Shem Kli Nigun. This parak is about the bitachon that a person has even when the world seems to be falling apart. The parak describes, the first half of the parak is about the mountains and the waves and the oceans, and everything seems to be falling apart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and I have bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save me. That's the parak, that's the name of the parak. And I yearn for the morning, I yearn for the geula. That is the parak. Maybe it's relating to the B'nai Korach as literally the ground started shaking and the world seemed to be coming to an end. Right, that's what they felt, and that's what they reflect to bitachon even in this situation. The Radak says that this is referring to the future, Gog u'Magog, the final battle, as we will see also in the Psukim. The Radak says, La Asid Bekibas Golias on Machemes Gog u'Magog, Chevle Mashiach. Those are the tsaras that are being referred to in our parak. That's what the Radak says. Others, the Das Mikra quotes other Mefarshim. Maybe it's referring to various times that there was earthquakes in the times of Uziah, and that maybe it's referring to the downfall of Sancherev, which we don't know exactly. The Gemara describes different ways that might have occurred. But that's the background. Alamos. What is Alamos? Again, the Pashup Shad of Alamos is a musical instrument, but there is a medrash. The medrash says that alamos is from the word ne'elam, from the word hidden. Hidden. The medrash Shochar Tov quotes the pasuk in Iov. Ose gedolos ad in cheker. Ein adam yachol l'saper nifla osav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person is not able to always say over all of the beautiful wonders of Hashem. V'chein hu omer lo osei nifla os gedolos levado ki li olam chasto. And the Mefarshim point out, Hu levado yodea nisim uplaim shehu ose imcha. Right? Right? This is the continuation of the Medrash. He, lo se gedolos nevos levado, Hashem knows. Kach amru b'nei korach ala moshir mi'ulamin hein hadvarim. They are hidden. Shera'inu ve'ein anu yodin mara'inu. And ad kan loshan ha-medrash. That we saw, but we don't know what we saw. Ala Moses from the word ne'elam, they're singing, and they don't even realize. Right, the lashon of ne'elam, right, like kind of like the Gemara in Masechas Nida, the ein bal hanes makir beniso, that we don't know, because often maybe this is referring to the idea that there's so much that we don't know that we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu does many nisim and flows for us, and we don't even realize it. And they tell over a story, either from Rav Chaim Velazhiner or Rav Itzel Velazhiner, that the one time a priest came to him and says in Tehillim later on, Haluas Hashem kol goyim shabchu kol ha'umim. All the nations of the world will praise Hashem, ki gavar aleinu chasto. All the nations will praise Hashem because the chesed of Hashem was overpowering on us, ki gavar aleinu chasto. The question is, what does that mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be praised by the nations because he showed favor on us? They don't like us. The Rinas Yitzchak here quotes this also, but many others quoted as well this thought that we don't know half the things that they wanted to do and what they were planning. They know. So when everything becomes clear, they will be the ones that will be made. Just that the Nisi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us. We just see some things. We don't know everything, but we still feel that we could be Meshavech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the hidden things that we don't even know about. So interesting here, they're singing, right? They're singing a shir, right? Is there a chi of Hallel for a Nis that you don't even know about? I didn't remember, Klal Yisrael. Remember the Mishnah and the Brisa in Maseches Brachas. They said they didn't even realize the nace until afterwards when they saw the mountains crushed against each other, and then the Mabaros, all the nations that were hiding in the caves, and then afterwards they saw what happened, and they realized the nace that took place. The Mabaros Hayarden, right? Mabaros Hayam, right? The Gemara on the bottom of Nun Dal and Aleph. Haroa Mabros Hayam, Mabros Hayardi, Mabros Nachle Arnon, all of these, then one says a bracha. The Gemara goes through what exactly each of these are. So the Mabros Nachle Arnon, right? That's a Minolon, right? It says, Kikachalfi Amoroi, I'm reading the Lashon, Kiavichalfi Yisrael, when the Bnei Yisrael were going through the valley, Asu Amoroi Abdullaho Nekirusa, Vitashibon, they hid in the caves. Kibamri Kikachalfi Yisrael, Hacha Naktalinun, right? We would kill them. Velaviadi Ha'aron, Havi Maski Kamau di Yisrael. They didn't realize that the Aron was going in before Kla Yisrael. Havi Mamechle Ture Mekamayu, and they would flatten mountains. Kiven to Asa Aron, Advocate Ture Bahadi Adadi, the two mountains, collided and were moved to each other, and right, the nooks and the crannies were exactly opposite each other. The katlinun venachas damayil and achli arnon, and the blood was flowing down. Ki asu es vahev chazu dama de kanafik mivenitur. Bnei Yisrael saw, right? Now they, you know, they were able to see the nace. Va'amru leli Yisrael, va'amru shira. So they saw shira. So that's a similar type of shira that's being said here on the Alamos, according to the Medrash. Again, everything is hidden. I mean, the Ramban in Parshas Bo, that all Nais is really teva hidden, but this is a different type of hidden. This is just hidden that we don't even know about, and we still the Bnei Korach say we can say shira on it. Okay. Elokim lanu machaseva oz. Hashem to us is the source of strength. Machaseva oz. Ezra bitzaros nimsa ma'od. He is the constant Ezra in Saras. Through the difficulties, he is still one that helps us, right? Imo anochi bitzara, right? Similar lashon, Ezra bitzaros. Alkein lo nira bahamir ares. We won't fear when the land is, hamir, from the word tmura, switched and substituted and transformed. Uvemot harim b'lev yan, when the mountains start shaking in the yam, when the whole world starts going, falling apart, it seems to us, right? Again, this is a mashal, the Radak says, for all the milchamos atzumos that are going on. But you know, when we see all this, we will have bitachon in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Look at the Rashi. Rashi says, Bahamir eres la asil lavo, Reu bnei Korach neis she naase lahem she nivlu kol svivosam. Vehem amdu ba'avir. They saw the whole ground falling in, but they didn't fall. The Nisan that happened for us are going to be similar to the Nisan that are going to happen for you in the future. The Bnei Korach are saying, talking about the Nisan. So don't fear. They say, don't fear. We won't fear when the land starts shaking and the mountains start shaking. Yehemu yechmru meimav, when the water starts raging. Yir ashu harim baga avasosela, when the mountains start being allowed. Begava Sosela in his greatness. Nahar Pelagav, right, the rivers start flowing, Yisamchu Ir Elokim, but ultimately it will be Mesameach, the city of God, Yerushalayim, right, similar to the Buzzik in Zechariah, that there'll be rivers flowing out of Yerushalayim, because it doesn't mean literal rivers, doesn't mean that the source of sustenance will be coming from Yerushalayim. Kedosh Mishkenei Elyon, right, relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dwelling of on high, is affecting all of these natural forces. Elokim Bekir Babaltimot. Hashem is here. Hashem is amongst all of these natural forces. Hashem won't make the land falter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still Mechadish every single second. B'chol Yom Tamid Maisa Bereshis, as we say in Berachas Kriyashma every day, and he'll continue doing that. Ya'azra Elokim Lifnos Boker. And Hashem will help Lifnos Boker all the way until the morning. What's until the morning? So we know the morning. Rashi says, Geula, the, Sheko, where's the Lasha Rashi? Lekeitz HaGeula, right? We say in Mimamakim, right? We say, Shomim LaBoker. We wait for the morning. The morning symbolizes Geula. So too, throughout this all, we know Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Hamu Gayim, Matu Mablachos, the, nations will teeter and falter. Nasan Bekolo Tamuk Eretz, the land will start melting. Hashem Tzvakos, right? We have this pasuk twice here. Imanu, Hashem is with us. Miskavlanu, Elokei Yaakov Selah. Hashem is our miskav. Hashem is our protection. He's our defense. Elokei Yaakov, the God of Yaakov Selah. Why do we dafka mention Yaakov? Maybe because he had the most saras out of all of the avos. Right? Yaakov is the one that we identify with the most saras. The Rashi that I mentioned in Parshas Miketz, where Yaakov Avinu does not want to send Binyamin down, but finally he doesn't have a choice. Yehuda says, Anochi Arvenu, I'll take care of him. So Yaakov says, fine. Go down, kahu, make sure to take some presents. Kahu mizemrasa aretz bichlechem, take from the choicest of the land, vahoridu laish mincha, matzari matvash, take some honey and some tzari, balsam, the kesef mishnah, kahu biyadchem, take a double portion, the kesef mishnah, vesakesef amushab fiyatachosechem, tashivu biyadchem, vesachichem kahu, vukumu shuvalish, and take your brother. Vekel shakai yitain lachem rachamim lefnei ha'ish Hashem, Shakai should give you, show you rachamim lefnei ha'ish. V'shilach lachem es achichem acher ve'es binyamin. So Rashi says he was Merames here, Binavua, but why Kel Shakai? Why does he use that Lashon of Shakai, which the Gemara says elsewhere, Sha'amar la'olam dai, that he says enough. The world, he says enough. So Yaakov Avinu says, Rashi here says, V'kel Shakai, Shedai b'nesinas rachamav, that there is so much in his rachamim, ukedai hayecholis biado litein, yitein lachem rachamim, zeo pshuto. Okay, Umedrasho. Misha amar la'olam dai. Rashi quotes the Tanchuma. The one who said, die to the world. That's Shakai, Yomar, dai l'tzarosai, should say, die to my tzara. Shalosh shakatati minu urai. I have not rested from my youth. Tzaras Lavan, Tzaras Esav. Tzaras Rachel, Tzaras Dina. Tzaras Yosef, Tzaras Shimon, Tzaras Binyamin. That's an unbelievable list. Any one of those would have been a life-altering experience. And Yaakov mentions all of them. You think about each one, each of these stages, right? Starting from Pasha's Toldos, Vayetze, right? Toldos, Esav, Vayetze, Lavan, right? Vayishlach, back to Esav, right? And Rachel, Vayeshev, and Dina, and Yosef. I just keep going. It's unbelievable. So that's why we said here, okay, Yaakov, because Yaakov got through the Tzaras, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with him. Remember the Meshech Chachma says that Yaakov is the Av of Gullus. Yaakov is the Av also of darkness. He's the one that is Mesaken Mairiv, Tfilas Arvis, because that symbolizes the darkness of a Jew. But that's what we say. Hashem Tzvakos, Elokei Yaakov Sela. Lechu Chazu Mifalos Hashem. See, this is the Baal Bitachon talking. See the actions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as there some Shamos Baretz. He is the one that caused destruction and desolation in the land. In places where they were fighting wars. Mashbis milchamos ad kitzei ha'aretz. Hashem causes wars to cease ad kitzei ha'aretz. What does that mean? All the way at the end of the world. He will cause all wars to cease. Keshes yishaber. He will break the bows, the kitzetz chanis, and cut the arrows. Agalos yisro pa'esh, and the agalos, the wagons that are used for battle, he will burn. This is a pasuk about the time in the future where there won't be any more wars. Says the Radak, I could say aretz kilotia od milchama. Why lefisha yakiru hanisharim kiyad Hashem hi. All those that are still around after Gog Magog, there won't be any more wars because they realize Hakadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Kihu Hashemu Elokim v'yashuvu la'avodas hakel kol ha'olam. The whole world will serve Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Kamo she'amar v'haya Hashem lemelech al kol ha'aretz. Right at that time, Hashem will be the Melech, and they'll all choose. They'll all choose him to be the Melech on him. Remember, that's the diak that the Gra has. The Gra has in Parshas Vayigash, where Yosef and Yehuda are having their discussion. So the Vilna Gaon says, let me just find it. I'm sorry, it's not by Vayigash, it's by Vayeshev, when the brothers are talking to Yosef after his dreams. So Vayomer lo achala, maloch timloch aleinu, mimashol timshol banu? Are you going to be a melech on us? Are you going to be a moshel upon us? So the Gra discusses, what's the difference between a melech and a moshel? So the Gra quotes, ki lashem, the pasuk earlier that we had in Tehillim, ki lashem hamelucha u'moshel bagayim. Hashem has the melucha, and he's a moshel bagayim. What's the difference between the two? Ki melech nekra misha memanim oso beretzon ha'am. A melech asamnu was appointed by the ratzon of the am. They voted him in. Shekulam mamlichet oso aleyem u'makalim mal malchuso. And they all accept his malchus. That's a melech. Moshel is by dictatorship. Nekra misha moshel b'chozka al ha'am. V'zeo shena amr ki lashem ha'melucha. Hainu, she Yisrael makablim alim o malchus yisbrach baratzon. Nowadays, Hashem is our melech, umoshel bagoyim. But he's a moshel amongst the goyim because they don't accept him willingly. But there'll come a time, as Zachariah says, vay Hashem lemelech al kol haaretz. Right? The Hashem will be a melech and al kol haaretz, by choice. So that's what the pasuk that's referred to here, that the Radak quotes, right? Also, connects to the idea that this pasuk is prophesizing that there'll come a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will stop all the wars and there'll just be peace. That's the Rambam at the end of Mishnah Torah, where the Rambam says, why do we want Mashiach so badly? Lo nisavu, second to last halacha. Lo nisavu ha-neviyim ha-chachamim limos ha-mashiach. Lo kidei sheyish letu ha-kol ha-olam. They're not doing it because of political power. V'lo kidei sheyerdu bagayim. V'lo kidei sheyenasu osam ha-amim. We're not looking just to be raised up by the nations. V'lo kidei lecho v'lishtos v'lismoach. We're not looking to just eat and drink and party. Ela kidei. Why are we yearning for Yemos HaMashiach? Kidei sheyu pnuyim batorah v'chachmasa. V'lo yeh lahem onoges u'mevatel. So there won't be any types of enemies that are trying to wage war against us. They could do be in their country, and we could be in our country, and there'll be peace. There'll be plenty of ma'adanim. Nobody will be searching for that. The only thing that people will be running after will be to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lefichach yiyu chachamim gedolim v'yodim dvarim hastumim amukim yasiku das barak v'koch adam. So there'll be many wise people and they'll all know the dvarim, the hidden things, because we'll have the ability and the time and the focus. We won't be worrying about enemies that want to kill us. So that is what we yearn for, and that's what's being spoken about here in this perek, where the Bnei Korach are saying, "Mash bis milchamos ad kitzei haaretz." Hashem is the one that stops wars. I saw the questions asked by one of the mafarshim. But what doesn't it say? Don't we hold that there's no difference between Bizman Hazen Yemos HaMashiach, right? So nothing's going to change. That's going to change. They asked this from one of the Salvechiks. The Rambam says, "Lo yivatal b'yimosa Mashiach, lo yivatal davar miminhago shel olam, v'lo yisham chiddush b'maisa brachus, ela olam kiminhago noheg." But what do you mean? The minhago olam is to have wars. So you have to give an answer to that. Could be that wars are only a function of it's only normal because of the lack of das v'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Once we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, then even that is not going to be a mahuti change, just a lamaisa change, just a lamaisa change. Good. There is also another chazal to mention on pasuk tes, right? The luchu chazu mifalos Hashem see the amazing actions of Hashem as are some shamos ba'aretz. So shamos is desolation for the word shmama. The Gemara brachas darshins that maybe you could also understand that as shamos names. Hashem puts names in the land. That's what the Gemara talks about. Rus. All names. There's a special siyata d'shmaya about names. I saw b'shem, they quote in the Hagdama of the Betzalel Chachma, the Chuvis, or Betzalel Stern, Australia. So he says that maybe you could put together the pshat and the drash. That shamas shmama, desolation, is only what we call it. That's the name that we call what desolation is in this world. Shemos ba'aretz, right? Because that's how we see it. But really, ultimately, it's not going to be that way. La'asalava. Right? Remember the tzlach. The tzlach has a comment on Psachim Daf Nun, where he quotes right in the future. The Holam Hazeh, the Gemara says in Psachim. Holam Hazeh al Basaras Tovos, you say Atov Ametiv, and Basaras Ros, we say Dayan Ha'emes. He explains based on he quotes a Rav Ephraim Reicher that the in the future, we're going to be able to say Hatova HaMeitiv even on what we already said Dayan HaEmes on in this world. And that's what it's all going to be, Hatova HaMeitiv. Not just because the events are going to be different, but because we're going to have the proper perspective of the events. Sheyira lamafreya, shekulo hayimidas tuba v'haylo levarech halakol, Hatov v'hameitiv. That's the tzlach in Psachim Adaf Nun. And that's what, this thought It's quoted also in the Berach Chaim on the Pasuk, that the Tsaros are just, we call it Shamos, because that's what we call it in this world, that's the shame that we give it. Last Pasuk, Harpu De'uki Anochi Elohim, Arum Bagoyim, Arum Ba'aretz. You should know that I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll be raised up and glorified amongst the nations, meaning all of the history, whether it's this parakah about Gog and Magog, or just about natural disasters, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in charge. And we repeat the Pasuk that we had before, Hashem Tzvakos Imanu, Hashem is with us, Miskavlanu, He is our protection, Elokei Yaakov Sela, just like He was the God of Yaakov through all His Saras, He is our God as well. Okay, we'll stop here.